Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Family of Faith, a Faith Bible Church podcast about God's design for the family, with your host and pastor of Family Ministries, Paul Funchess.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. This is Family of Faith, a podcast by Faith Bible for Faith Bible. And today we are talking, it's just me and Seth today.
Howdy.
No special guest.
No, I'm not special.
You're not special. We're just going to have a conversation today. We're talking about being parents and being dads and what parenting is all about. So I hope you're enjoying these and are helped by these podcasts. We would love to get some feedback from you and all that.
You can go to the Apple Store or the iTunes Store, wherever the podcast is, and right. Give us a 5-star rating. That'd be helpful. It does help.
Yeah. And if you want to put in some comments about how handsome we are, and yep. Yeah, that'd be good.
Or you can give us a 1-star rating if you think that we suck.
Don't do that.
Well,
you can't do that.
We want honest feedback.
We do want
just
honest feedback.
Actually, if you're going to give us negative feedback, just email it to us.
Yeah. To us. Yeah.
You don't need to air that true. Publicly. I mean, don't you that's remember true. Dan's sermon a few weeks ago?
That's true. Yeah. It is true. If people have negative things to say, they don't usually tell you. It's people that have positive things to say. So we always hear positive things, but then there's possibly negative things out there. I don't know. Anyway, today Seth and I are having a conversation, and we're going to talk about understanding parenting as making disciples. Here's what I mean by that. Everything in our life, everything as a follower of Christ, centers on our discipleship and the activity of making disciples of others. Or if you want to put it this way, our life as believers in Jesus focuses on following Jesus ourselves and pointing others, calling others to follow Jesus with us. And parenting is no different in that. When we view our parenting as anything other than that, then we will go off track. And our desires, our motivations, our goals will be in the wrong places. So we could talk about a little bit of a definition here. I use two words, discipleship and making disciples. And those are really talking about two different aspects of following Jesus.
So are those actually definitionally different, or are they just different in the way that we use them?
Sometimes we use them, sometimes when we're talking to the church, we use them interchangeably, right? We talk about discipleship, and what we mean by that is making disciples or mm-hmm. or meeting with somebody or whatever and pointing them to Jesus. But when we talk about discipleship, I think describes the journey that all of us are on as followers of Jesus. We are in the midst of discipleship. Everything in my life is involving my discipleship.
Your discipleship.
Right.
As you're following Jesus.
Right. So every circumstance that happens in my life, every situation that occurs in my life, every relationship that the Lord brings into my life, all of that, God is committed to my discipleship. And all of it affects my discipleship. So as I follow Jesus, I am in the course of discipleship. I'm being a disciple. I am becoming more faithful in my discipleship. So that's what I mean when I say discipleship. So parenting is about discipleship. And when I say that, I'm talking about my growth as a believer in Jesus Christ. God has made me a parent. God has made me a dad and a husband for the sake of my own discipleship.
That is definitely true.
That is true.
As a father of only about 1 year, I can already tell you that is true.
Yeah. So every, when we're up at night and we're getting frustrated because our baby won't go to sleep, that might be something that in the last year you've had the experience. I know.
Yes, they're good at revealing our sin.
Yeah.
And then we have to see that and change that.
Right. So it's all about our discipleship. I need to view it that way. This will help me and give me perspective as I parent, as I undertake this responsibility that God's given me, realizing that God is so good. God is so gracious. He has brought these these relationships, and he has brought me to a place in my life where my kids, my wife, my job, everything is being used by him, is ordained by him to make me more like Christ and help me along in the path of discipleship. So making disciples is a byproduct of discipleship.
Yeah, so discipleship is like the human-to-Jesus relationship, right. And disciple-making is the human-to-human with Jesus involved.
Right. Making disciples is what a good disciple does, right? Making disciples is part of my discipleship. And in fact, I'm going to read the familiar passage of Matthew 28, which is something we cannot read enough. This is something we need to read frequently and remind ourselves of frequently. And you may even have it memorized, but I would go to the text often and remind yourself of exactly what Jesus gave us to do as he was ascending back to the Father. This is what he told us to do. He says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore," based on that authority that is mine, he says, "go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So all of life for a believer in Christ is discipleship. And part of that discipleship in obedience to our Lord, the one that we follow, we are to go in his authority and we are to call others to follow him as well. We are to make disciples. Sometimes we separate the mission of evangelism from making disciples.
Yeah.
So we act like it's two different things. Like some people are good at evangelism, and then some people are good at, you know, meeting people that are already Christians and reading a book with them or having coffee with them or whatever. So we separate the two. And really, they're the same thing. Evangelism is making disciples because you're calling people that are not disciples and you're making disciples of them. So let's then focus on parenting. When I say parenting is about making disciples, it's about your discipleship as a parent or as a follower of Jesus, and it's about making disciples of the ones that God has placed in your care. I mean, what other relationship gives you more of an opportunity to make disciples than those in your immediate family?
Yeah.
Right? If what we're supposed to be doing is making disciples, then the ones right in front of us ought to be where we start. And then everything else we do should spring out of that. If I'm not concerned with the discipling of those nearest to me, how can I say honestly that I'm concerned about the discipling of those not nearest to me, right? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. And so if you say to me, I want to teach a class, well, I want you to teach a class too in an official capacity. But more than that, I want you to be discipling your kids and discipling your family. And if you're discipling your kids and your family, you're going to be, out of that is going to flow an ability to teach others and an ability to disciple others. And I think that's why the qualifications of the elders, if you look at a qualification to be an elder, it focuses a lot on his being able to lead his home, being able to disciple and be a spiritual leader of his home, I think is what it focuses on. Approaching parenting as making disciples changes everything. It changes everything. And I'll share a personal story. I want to share a personal story about when this realization hit me square between the eyes. And it was a moment in our marriage and in our family. We were very young. I think we had two little babies. We were living in Florida. I was an assistant pastor. And I remember I was giving like everything to the ministry. I was at the church every day of the week almost, and meeting with people outside of church, you know, having coffee with people, involved in evangelism, you know, bringing people to church, running a youth ministry and and all of that. I mean, I was just neck deep in ministry. And I remember one day my wife stopped me in the living room. We were having an argument about something. And I think it had to do with the fact that I really hadn't been home much. And when I was home, I was irritable. When I was home, I wasn't really invested or engaged with her and the kids. Home became the place where I rested, you know, or I kicked back and vegged out on, you know, whatever, because I was so busy in other places in my life. Home became that place where I didn't really want to talk. I really didn't want to be involved in engaging in conversation because I was so tired. I was so tired from other stuff is what I said. That was my excuse. And so she said, you know, you really are concerned with the gospel and with discipling or with reaching other people. And I went into this long spiel about, you know, I want to make an impact for the gospel. I want to have an impact on the world for the gospel. And I want to see other people come to Jesus. And I went on and on about the value of what I was doing and pursuing. And she asked me a question. She said, so you're saying you want to change the world? Do you think you really want to change the world? And I said, yes. I remember saying, yes, I want the world to come to know Jesus. I want the world to see the gospel. I want the world to be impacted. You know, yes. And my little wife, like, looked at me and she said, if you want to change the world, here's your world right here. And she pointed to herself and she pointed to our little babies. Both of them, I think, were still in diapers. And she said, that's your world right there. Change us. If you want to see the world changed by the gospel, change us. Help us. And in that moment, I mean, my little 5 foot nothing wife, like, basically she punched me right between the eyes, you know, is what she did with her words.
Nice.
Not physically.
Right.
But in that moment, I realized the error of my life. I had spent so much time trying to have an impact on others with the gospel. She exposed in that moment really what my motivation was. My motivation wasn't the gospel. My motivation was me and wanting to be significant, wanting to be important, wanting to do something really important. And I didn't realize that the most important thing was what God had already given me to do. And it was right in front of me. It was staring me in the face. And it was my two little girls and my wife. So from that point, and I've had to remind myself of that over and over and over and over again. If Jesus really does have all authority, and he does, he's told me to take that authority and go make disciples of him because our loyalty belongs to him. And he's given me people right in front of me to do that. And if I'm motivated rightly, then those people closest to me will be the heaviest on my heart to see them impacted with the gospel. And everything else I do in the church and in the community and abroad or whatever, everything else I do comes out of that desire to see people shaped by the gospel. It doesn't work the other way. And so it changes the way I view my kids. It changes the way I view my wife. It changes the way I view ministry. It changes everything. I don't want to form goals for my children. I don't want to set them on a trajectory that will aim at anything other than being a disciple of Jesus, being a follower of Jesus. And so that changes how, you know, changes the decisions we make in a family and the things that we pursue. Changes how I pray for them then. I don't pray that they won't have hard things happen to them. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, I don't want hard things to happen to anybody. But my prayers aren't driven by, well, I don't want hard things to happen to my kids. Instead, God, I want you to make them loyal followers of Jesus. And I know to follow Jesus means you will have suffering. So I don't pray that they never have hard stuff happen. I pray that through the hard stuff, they will see more of you and they will come to love Jesus more and they will come to trust and have faith in you and your sovereignty and your wisdom. And I'll say it this way, this is a really hard thing to say. You know, I was praying about that this morning and, you know, I started crying when I thought about it, but I would rather, again, this is really hard to say. I would rather my kids live shorter lives and live lives of difficulty and pain, but in all of that, love Jesus. I would rather that for them than them live long, healthy, nice, neat lives and not love Jesus. Yeah. And that's not driven by super spirituality on my part. That's driven by just a realization of who they really belong to and what's the most important thing for them. The most important thing for them in life is to be a follower of Jesus.
This is all about, you know, the family and discipling in within that family context, or disciple making within that family context. How does that relate to the church and the, obviously the ministry we do in the church, but right. even the, you know, the resources that the church gives us to help disciple our children as far as like children's ministry and youth right. ministry, and how's that all tie yeah. together?
There's a whole lot that could be said here. And we'll have to do a future podcast on it or something, but, I really want parents to view what we do here at the church as supplemental. It's wonderful stuff. It's great. We have great resources. The children's ministry here is going to teach sound doctrine. We're going to teach who Jesus is. We're going to point kids to Jesus. But we have the children here for an hour or two a week. You have your children all week long. And so I would not, this is really important, do not view the children's ministry or the youth ministry here at Faith Bible Church as the primary means to discipling your kids. You are the primary disciple maker of your kids. And all of the activities and all of the resources here, use them intentionally. Use them proactively. Don't drop your kids off or send your kids to church thinking that somehow they're going to come to love Jesus because you brought them to church. It can't work that way. Parents play the biggest role, the primary role in discipling their children. And it's your job.
So is it the church's job to keep them accountable that they do that?
He just gave me a softball. Obviously, yeah. So the church's job, our job as elders, our job as the church is to, for all people, is to, as they're in the path of discipleship, to hold them accountable, to keep them on the path, to point them in the right direction, continue pointing them in the right direction. And if parenting is about discipleship and you making disciples, then our job as a church is to make sure that you're right. You can't make disciples unless you're a disciple yourself. So our job as a church is to call you to that discipleship, right? Call you to faithfully follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then you're in disobedience if you're not making disciples, because that's our job. So yes, churches, their responsibility is to call parents to that job of making disciples, specifically of their family. Yeah, so if you have any questions, for us, if you want us to talk about anything particularly, please email your questions to info@fbchurch.org. That's info@fbchurch.org, and we'd love to form a podcast around the question that you have. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Family of Faith. This podcast is a production of Family Ministries at Faith Bible Church in Spokane, Washington. Feel free to share. We only ask that you do not alter the content in any way and that you do not charge for it. Visit us at fbchurch.org for more resources, articles, and information about our ministries.
I didn't sleep very well, so I might get a little weepy.
Just don't hug me. I don't like hugs.
Can I cry on you?
From a distance?
From a distance.
Is that possible?
Big tears.
Is it possible to cry on someone from a distance? You can hug me from a distance too, just don't put your arms on me.